This is Seattle's Morning News. Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien and Chris Sullivan. So if you're looking for a way to get rid of those saddlebags you collected during your COVID isolation, how about a cup of coffee? Let's call in the doctor.
Patient Dr. Cohen.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. Boy, it's been a long time since we had a coffee study, but this one actually seems to have positive results. So tell us about this.
Jeez, Dave, it's been a long time since we've talked about anything other than COVID, although you gave it a little COVID spin about our saddlebags. But so there is a new study out in the Journal of International Society of Sports Nutrition, and it's about coffee. Now, the interesting thing about it is that this study suggests that if you drink coffee before exercise, it may help you actually burn more fat. And it's sort of interesting because this concept about the relationship between caffeine and exercise has been known for a long time. Previous research has actually shown us that there's an association between caffeine consumption and increased exercise performance. But the amount of information relative to its effect on fat metabolism is not really well known. But it's interesting. I was thinking when I read this article, and I was thinking back to even when I was in college, and that was a long time ago, that I learned that caffeine activated an enzyme called lipoprotein lipase, which breaks down fat. So it seems like we should already know this. And I did some other looking through the literature, and there are studies where people have looked at things like oolong tea and its effect on weight loss and fat metabolism. But there really isn't a lot out there about coffee. So this study shows, and it's a pretty well done study. It was done in Spain, actually, and they took, 32 year old men, and they gave them either placebo or coffee, and they looked at their maximum oxygen uptake and their maximum fat oxidation, and they found that if they drank coffee, 50 milligrams of caffeine, which is the equivalent to a strong cup of coffee, 30 minutes prior to doing aerobic exercise, that it actually enhanced their metabolism of fat during the exercise. And so this could actually play a role in improving fat loss with exercise. Now, it's not an acute thing. It's not like you drink a cup of coffee and go out and exercise and suddenly you're burning off all your fat. But as a general practice, it could work. And I actually know a lot of people who caffeinate, some heavily caffeinate before they exercise, and it probably contributes to either their energy level during exercise or their ability to burn fat. So it's one of these things that we've sort of known all along, but here there's actually a study proving it's the case.
I remember when my kids were in high school, one of the experiments that the teacher had them do was to ask their dad to do some exercises, right? Like in my case was push-ups, measure the heartbeat, then have you drink a cup of coffee and do the same thing and measure the heartbeat. And it turns out the heartbeat faster and kept beating faster longer after you've had the caffeine. Is that the way this works, or is this something different?
No, this is different. As I mentioned before, caffeine activates an enzyme, and enzymes are chemicals that cause other chemical reactions to occur. In this case, it activates an enzyme called lipoprotein lipase, which breaks down fat cells. So it's actually providing more fat as an energy substrate for us to use during exercise. So part of the reason you may perform better is because you have fat as an energy source, but also it may contribute to your endurance as well. So it's not completely understood. That's not really what this study looked at, but what this study did demonstrate is that you would oxidize more fat if you consume the caffeine 30 minutes prior to exercise. And the thing that's interesting about it was they found that the activity was persisting. So in this particular study, the fat burning after caffeine was up 11% more in the morning and 29% more in the afternoon.
Wow.
Now, there's probably additional explanations for that, because as our day goes on, we are more awake, we're more active, we have more, adrenaline circulating through our system. And so probably the combination of the two caused a greater effect.
So is that the final verdict on coffee, that because we go back and forth on this, right? Are we now to the point where the benefits do outweigh the drawbacks?
So the increase in fat burning after consuming caffeine over time could really be important for weight maintenance or weight loss. But it's only going to work and only have an effect on weight loss if there's a negative energy balance. And a negative energy balance means that you burn more calories than you take in. So this has to be taken in the context of, you know, diet, exercise, and caffeine consumption. It's not going to work all by itself.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. Dr. Cohen, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.